All right, so we've been in the middle of a faith-building campaign. We have been building our faith muscles. And building our faith muscles, we have been reading. I've been giving you lists of verses from the Bible, and people have been reading those daily. And it's not just about reading them, and it's not about memorizing them. It's about allowing. See, one of the things is we want to allow God's truth, God's way to get into our heart. We want it to, it's got to permeate into our heart, because what we're gonna react and work on in a natural way is what's in our heart. Whatever's in our heart is gonna come out. It's gonna come out automatically. It's gonna come out, especially under pressure and under stress. It's just gonna come out. You find out what you're made of when you're under stress. It just suddenly comes out of you. So what we want in there is we want the promises of God. We want the power of God. We want the words of God to be in our hearts, so that when something happens, no matter what the situation, no matter where we are in our life, we know that we're going to have that power of God and that truth of God coming out, so that we can really start to feel, wow, hey, this was easy. I thought this was going to be difficult, or this was going to be a hard situation, but it was a piece of cake. So we've been building our faith muscles. We've been building those up through reading them. We've been speaking them also so we can hear them, because we want them to go into our ears. We're looking at them so they go into our eyes. We're also speaking them from our own point of view, so we kind of change around and start to proclaim that that's for me, so that we know that I own this. God gave this to me. It belongs to me. I have authority because God gave me authority. So as we begin to get that understanding, our faith is building. Now you can begin to do the things that God speaks about, because that's where the power is. Now, today's message, I want to start out by reading Romans 4:17. Listen to this, and I'm just reading the end part of it. God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Now let's look at this second part. God calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Now, this is interesting, because people that call things that do not exist as though they did, we call those people crazy. We say those people have broke with reality, right? We say they're completely out of touch. They're nuts, is what we say about them. If you're talking about something that doesn't exist as though it did, they're going to put you in a nut house somewhere. But here, this is what, why is God doing that? That's what it's saying. This is what God is doing. God is calling those things which do not exist as though they did. Now, remember what I talked about last week. I talked about, in Isaiah, it was talking about God's ways being higher than our ways. God's thoughts being higher than our thoughts. And I was saying how that quite often the way we do things from our physical understanding, from the understanding of the world, is backwards to the way God does it. God does a lot of stuff opposite to us. Now, God was saying, he was telling us his ways are higher and his thoughts are higher, but it wasn't to put us down. It was to bring us up. He wanted to have us renew our minds, not be conformed to this world, but be renewed, bring us up into that level where we would start to think with God's thoughts and we would start to act in God's ways. And if we started to do things according to God's ways, we would start to get God's results. We would start to step into the blessing of what God wants for us, and that's where we want to go. And so this is one of the things I'm speaking about today, is one of God's ways is to call things that don't exist as though they do. Now, in the earthly sense, we look at that and we say that's crazy. But no, that's the way God works. Now, why does he do that? Because that's the way you manifest things on this earth. Remember when he created everything? There was nothing before that. There was nothing there. Let's go back to Genesis and take a look, because that's where it talks about it. Genesis chapter 1. Verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So now just picture, nothing. There's nothing there. How did God create it? It says in verse 3, then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Ta-da! God says light, boom, there's light. But he is speaking about something that doesn't exist as though it does. And when he does that, it happens. You get that? He has, if he speaks, if he's standing there saying, well, it's dark, you think there's going to be light? No. He's got to speak as though it exists. Let there be light. Boom, there's light. This is the way, if we look at the first chapter of Genesis, this is the way he did it all the way through. This is how he created everything. He spoke that it existed, you know, as though it existed, even though it didn't. He just spoke it and it came out. This is what we call speaking. This is what it means by speaking by faith. See, we're building our faith muscles. We're building up that faith that we have in our heart so we can speak the words of faith and we can manifest the thing, the promises of God, the things that God said we could have in our life, we can manifest them right now. So in verse 3, he said, then God said. In verse 6, then God said. Verse 9, then God said. This is how they all start. Verse 11, then God said. Verse 14, then God said. Verse 20, then God said. Verse 24, then God said. Verse 26, then God said. And verse 29, and God said. Why? Because God is speaking things as though they exist, even though they don't. He is speaking it into existence. That is how he created, as we read in verse 1, he created the heavens and the earth. He created them by speaking them. He was speaking things that did not exist as though they did. He was saying, there it is. And if we go down here, we saw that in verse 3, he created light. Down in verse 9, he created the sea and the lands. He said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place. He created the plants. In verse 11, he said, let the earth go forward and bring grass. So all the plants were created through verse 11. Down in verse 14, he created the sun and moon. Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. In verse 20, he said, and he's saying every time, let the waters abound with abundance of creatures. So he creates creatures in verse 20 and 24. And then down in verse 26, he said, let us make man in our own image. And ta-da, here we are. And so, again and again, the way things are created, this is a blueprint for us. If you want to create, remember, you're co-creators with God. God made us co-creators. We are working in tandem with him. God's ways are higher, but he didn't plan on us to be lower. He wants to bring us up into his ways. He wants to bring us up into his thoughts so that we have that faith in our heart that we begin to speak things that don't exist as though they do, and voila, we transform this planet. You want to change your life, you learn how to speak these words the same way God is speaking. Don't speak like the world speaks. The world speaks about what they don't have. God was telling me something a couple weeks ago. He said, the words of faith are the words of supply. You want supply in your life. You want more prosperity. You want a house. You want a relationship. You want to have lots of great food. You want to go on a wonderful vacation. You begin to speak the words of faith because they are the words of supply. Now, he said, the words of need are the words of lack. Meaning, if you begin to talk about what you don't have, you say, well, I don't have enough money to pay the bills. What is going to come into creation? What is going to be created? You're going to have more lack. You're going to have less money to pay the bills. If you're saying that, we've got to raise our thoughts and raise our ways so that we are speaking the same way God is. We are speaking those things that which do not exist as though they do. I've got plenty of money to pay my bills. Well, Ted, that's crazy because you don't got two dimes to rub together. But that's the way God spoke. That's the way God created everything for us. He created the plants. He created the birds. He created the fish. He created us. He spoke something that did not exist. This is the kingdom of God. This is the way it works. When we understand, because we don't want to live in the kingdom of man. The kingdom of man speaks about what they don't have, what they lack, what they're losing, what they're not going to have, how they're going to have problems. The kingdom of God speaks that which does not exist into existence. That's how it's created. That's how we want to be. So we've got to lift our thoughts and our ways up. We got to renew our minds. I've been speaking about that one. It's in Romans 12:2. It says, and this is Paul wrote this, of course, to the Roman church. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The will of God, if we can renew our minds, we can be right where God wanted us to be. He wants our thoughts to be up there with his thoughts. He wants our ways to be up there with his ways so that we can speak those things that don't exist, and then we'll have them. They'll come into existence. They will be created. Remember, what is our main reason that God has us here? What is the main reason God has, you know, you might be thinking, well, what's my reason for my existence? Oh my God, I don't know that. But it's very simple. God, you know, remember what he said to Adam. He wanted Adam to take the Garden of Eden throughout the entire world. He wanted to make the entire earth a paradise. Remember, the Garden of Eden was like one place on the earth, but Adam's job was to take it out everywhere. And he would do that by going and speaking what did not exist as though it did right there. Hey, there's a beautiful paradise right here. Boom, the paradise would come as a result of that. That's the same job we have today. Our job is to take and spread his word across the entire earth. We were singing about it in that song, that we're going to take that and spread it out. So we got to speak things that don't exist as though they do. Because if we look and we say, oh man, there's war and there's strife in that country, they're all so corrupt, there's just problems there. What are we speaking? What are we going to get? We're going to be creating that. We need to be speaking about the power of God is so strong, it's transforming, it's changing that. There is peace coming upon that because we have the Prince of Peace. We have been anointed with the power of God. We have the Spirit of God within us, and we speak words of power. Now, God wasn't the only one that was creating this way. We can also look at Jesus. When Jesus came down and walked on the earth, remember that Jesus is God manifest in the physical. He came down to show us how this worked. And Jesus was doing the same thing. What was Jesus doing? He would go up to a blind guy and he'd say, "See." Well, what are you, nuts, Jesus? What are you? Blind people can't see. That you're speaking something that don't exist. You're speaking something that can't happen. But he did it. And what happened? He saw. See, you have to speak things that don't exist as though they do, and they will happen. So he said to the blind man, "See," and he saw. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is good stuff. See, when we start to get excited about the things that God's saying, then they start to happen in our life. Well, you can get excited about what I'm talking about today. Go out there and begin to do it. Other people are going to say, "He's nuts. Send him to the funny farm." But you're going to begin to see the things of God take place, just as Jesus showed us how to do it. He saw cripples. Did he say to them, "Oh, you guys can't walk. You're all crippled. Just sit there. Just lay there." No, he said, "Walk. Pick up your bed and walk." He spoke things that did not exist as though they did. Say amen.
Amen.
See, he spoke things that did not exist as though they did, and they happened. And those people got up and they walked. That's the same thing we're being asked to do. Jesus, throughout his life, he saw a wind blowing, a great storm. He said, "Peace." He didn't say, "Oh, this wind is so strong. Man, this wind is blowing so powerfully. There's nothing we can do." Because what would he create then? He would have created more wind. He would have created absolute helplessness because there's nothing that I can do. Instead, he took the power and the authority and he used the principles of God, thinking in a higher way, acting in a higher way. And he said, "Wind, peace. Storm, peace. Be calm here. Sickness, be gone." He spoke the things that did not exist. Now, sometimes when I speak about this, people go, "But Ted, I like to speak the truth. I'm not going to speak this stuff because it's not the truth." But the thing is, if we're speaking the will of God, we're speaking the words of God. If we're speaking the words of God, we're speaking the truth of God. And if we start to speak about the lack and the things that we don't have, if we start to speak about our limitations and our sicknesses, if we begin to speak in that way, now we're speaking falsity. So who's speaking the truth? And I understand people want to say what's real, but you got to remember, that's a lower way. That's the way that the earthly people speak. That's the way of the earthly kingdom. But the kingdom of God, we speak things that do not exist as though they do. And when we do that, it happens. It comes into existence. And that's how we manifest it. That's how we bring it into the earth, by speaking it. And, you know, here, let's move on. There's another thing as well. It wasn't only Jesus and God that was manifesting. In the same way, they sent the angel Gabriel down to Mary. Do you remember this? The angel Gabriel, a messenger from God, comes down and says to Mary, "Hey, you're going to have a son. You're going to have the King of God. He's going to be like rule. He's going to be like the greatest ruler ever. His kingdom will never die." What's Mary's reaction? I'm paraphrasing, of course. What Mary says, I don't even know a man. I'm a virgin. How's this going to happen?" And then he explains to her, "The Spirit of God is going to come upon you, and the power will overcome you, and this will happen." And listen to what she says, because I thought this was very interesting how she reacted to this. "So the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One which is born to you will be called the Son of God.'" And then he went on to also say, this is Gabriel also speaking this. So he's speaking things that do not exist as though they did. Mary's not pregnant. Mary doesn't even know a guy. She's never seen, you know, she's never been with a guy yet. Yet he's saying this is what's going to happen. He's speaking it into existence. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, will also conceive a son in her old age. And this is now her sixth month of her with who was called barren. Here's Mary's response. Let it be to me according to your word. Listen to what she said. Let it be to me according to your word. So whatever was spoken, even though it wasn't in existence yet, she received it. She said, okay, whatever God says, I receive that. I take that. I believe that. She didn't say, oh, you're not speaking the truth because I'm not pregnant. I don't know a man. I don't know anybody. You know, I'm not going to have the Son of God. Come on, get out of here. Who's kidding who? Right? No. She says, let it be to me as your word said. You know, if you're speaking, you're using words. Now, this is the same thing that Jesus was doing. He would use the word. And quite often, when I first started reading the Bible, I would hear how Jesus had said the word and the person was healed. And I'd be like, he said the word? And I was like, what is the word? I'm like trying to think. It must be like some magical word like abracadabra or peanut butter or something. He said some special word over them. What was that word? And I was trying to figure out, okay, what is this secret word? It's probably like hidden, the word. And if I could just figure out what that word was, I could do the same things Jesus did. You know, and I thought it was like some sort of thing like that. And as I began to understand the word he's talking about, and let's go over to John to explain this. And the reason I'm saying this is because we're speaking things into existence. We've got to use the word. We've got to use the word, but we've got to understand what the word of God is if we're going to use the word. And it's not some magical word. It's not abracadabra, and it's not peanut butter. You know, I don't even know if Jesus had peanut butter, but, you know, that's not it. And it's not some secret one thing that you say that's going to make it happen. And here it talks about in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. All right, so we're talking about the Word. And it said the Word was God. Remember the whole purpose of why Jesus came. Jesus came to teach the kingdom of God. He is speaking and sharing how the kingdom of God works. Now remember, God's ways are higher than our ways. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Jesus comes to reveal how these work. He comes to tell you how the kingdom of God works. The kingdom of God, let me remind you, is not a place. It's a state of being, because the kingdom of God is within, is what Jesus said. It is within you. Don't go looking for the kingdom of God somewhere out there. It's within you. And when we start to speak the word, which is the words of faith, it means understanding the way, the promises of God and the things that God did. When we build that into our heart, then we start to speak those words of faith. We start to speak things into existence. When Jesus was speaking the word, he was speaking power. He was speaking spirit. It said his words were spirit and they are life. He is speaking power and he is speaking life. And that's what's creating the changes. He is anointed. He is filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why they called him the Christ. He is the anointed one. That's not his last name. Jesus, the anointed one. Not Jesus, you know, last name Christ. Jesus, the anointed one. But when we receive him into our hearts, we receive the same anointing. The Holy Spirit comes upon us. We are now filled with the Spirit. In other words, we are filled with the Word because it's now written on our hearts. It talks about it being written on the inside now. It's written on our hearts. We have the Word inside of us now. It's working inside of us to change us. It's working inside of us to renew our mind. It's working inside of us to lift our thoughts and our ways up to God's ways. And as we receive that and begin to do it, as we begin to practice speaking things that do not exist as though they did, that power goes out. The same power that went out as Jesus spoke goes out of us. We have that power within us. We have that authority within us. Each one of you has received that. You just have to start speaking it and letting it come forth. Begin to speak in God's ways. Because as I said, if we get caught up in speaking the way the world speaks, if we speak about what we don't have and what we don't want, it's just creating more of what we don't have and what we don't want. And those are the words of lack. The words of needs are the words of lack. If we speak the words of faith, that's the words of supply. That's when we get the things. That, so we got to look past what we see. We're not walking by what we see. We're walking by faith. So we got to look past that and begin to think in God's ways, speak in God's ways. So the word is not some special, you know, abracadabra thing. It is the power of God. It is God manifest within us, with us, his spirit and his power. That is the word. And as we speak it, the power goes forth. It went forth as Jesus spoke the word. So when it was saying that Jesus spoke the word, it meant he was speaking the kingdom of God, the power of God, the anointing of God. That spirit of love was going forth. The Holy Spirit is another way of saying that, was going forth and creating and doing and creating that heaven on earth. That's why people were healed. And that's the same thing we're doing as we begin to speak that. Because it's not just God and Jesus and angels, it's also you. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can do this. Jesus said, whatever I do, you will do, and greater things than these you will do. He said that we would do the same things he did and greater things. Can you do greater things than Jesus did? Yes, you can. Say, I can. I can. I can do greater. If Jesus said it, I believe it, and you can do it. You can do greater things than Jesus did. You can do the same things that Jesus did. You can work mighty works of the kingdom of God, because that is the power that God gave you. That is the strength that he gave you when you were filled with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And when you speak the word, which is power, it goes out from you and it creates. It creates in that very powerful way. And that is what, so it's not just God and Jesus and angels doing this, though. There's also people. I heard this great story this week. This lady had been called by a friend of hers who was pregnant. And this particular baby, they had saw that it was going to have a heart defect of some kind. So the mother was very concerned. And she said, okay, can you pray for me? Because she knew this lady went to church. And she said, can you pray for me? So the lady starts, what does she do? She said, oh man, this baby's got a heart defect. No, she began to speak that which did not exist as though it did. This baby is healthy. This baby is whole. This baby is strong. This baby is powerful in Jesus' name. She began to speak that which did not exist. Now, the mother ended up delivering before this woman really had much time to pray at all. And so the baby ended up in ICU in the hospital, and God came to the lady that was praying, and he told her, I want you to begin to declare unbelievable things. See, that's the same thing that Gabriel did. Gabriel the angel came and proclaimed unbelievable things. And when he proclaimed that, it happened. The unbelievable happens when we proclaim it. Even though it may not exist yet, if you are thinking in that higher way and speaking with God, it will happen. So this lady was told by God, I want you to start putting dates on when this baby is going to get better. Tell the mother when the baby is going to get better. So the lady was praying, started going to the mother's hospital room, and she said to the mother, on such and such a date, they're going to take out the tube that's in the baby's mouth. And on that date, it happened. She went in and said, they're going to take the baby out of ICU on this date. And it happened. She went and said, the baby's going to be released from the hospital on this date. And it happened. She spoke things that did not exist as though they did. She said, this baby will get out of ICU on this day. Nobody said that. There was nothing in the charts or the medical records or anything that said that. She was speaking things that did not exist as though they did. She was applying the same principle that God created the earth. The same principle that Jesus was healing the sick. The same principle by which the angel Gabriel came and manifest. Jesus, God on earth. The same principle this lady is applying in her life. And that baby got the tube out of her mouth on that date. She got out of ICU on that date. She went home healthy on the date that she proclaimed it. Liza was speaking to God earlier in the week because we were looking at Gabriel. We were looking at what this messenger of God was all about. And he was all about bringing the message that Jesus, that God is going to be manifest on the earth. That's what he was talking about. And so he was speaking unbelievable things. He was talking to this virgin about having a child when she never knew a man. That was unbelievable. But she received it, Mary did. She said, let it be as you say. Let's have it. Let's have it happen. And God was telling Liza something too. He was telling her, start to speak unbelievable things. Start to speak amazing things. Start to speak beyond anything you can see. Start to speak it as even though it does not exist, as though it did. Start to speak in that way. That's my message for you today. You can speak unbelievable things into existence. You can co-create an incredible life. You've got to get out of the way of the world's way, though, of speaking what I don't have. I don't have enough money. I don't have a car. I don't have the strength. I don't know. You've got the power of God in you. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. You have the power when you speak the word of God. Begin to speak it as though it exists. Begin to speak the truth. And when you start to speak that truth, it will go forth and it will happen. You've got to start saying, I've got the power of God. I've got great resources and abundance. I've got incredible health and strength. I've got a healthy, happy baby. I've got an incredible life to live. I've got a great purpose. God has given me a powerful purpose to live. Thank you, God. You might be working as a janitor, cleaning toilets. Nothing against janitors, but I'm just saying that might be where you are. But if you start to proclaim, I've got an incredible purpose with God, it will come to pass. It will be revealed to you, that incredible purpose. It will come into your life. The same way God said, let there be light, and there was light. Ta-da! Same way Jesus said, see, and the blind man saw. You speak the things that do not exist as though they do, and they will happen. That is the way of the kingdom of God. This is the way that it works. Don't get caught up in your circumstances and the way that you're feeling and think, oh, I can't overcome this or I can't do this. Don't let that happen, because we want to have those higher thoughts. We want to have those higher ways as God is bringing us up. That's the whole reason God came down as Jesus, to bring us up to his level. He wants us to have his thoughts. He wants us to have his ways so that we can work the works of the kingdom right here on earth, so we can bring heaven on earth, so we can fulfill the same mandate that Adam was given to spread the Garden of Eden, the paradise, over the entire earth. We have that same mandate today. So what we have to do is go forward and begin to spread that mandate by using the word, by speaking the words of faith. Continue to build up your words of faith and begin to speak those words of faith and let the power go out. And know, just as God calls those things that do not exist as though they did, you also can call those things that do not exist as though they did, and they will happen.